we're studying the word seek from Luke 12, 29. We looked at several, now let's look at some more. Look at Luke 13.
I didn't hear what you just said, Luke what?
13. Starting verse 22. Everybody there?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Think about yesterday. Faith and fear. Was that what it was? Faith.
Fear or doubt?
Yeah. Fear of pride. I thought all about that yesterday.
And?
So where'd you come up with that?
Where did I come up with it?
Yeah, you must have some fear or faith or something. I mean, just a light came on or was it experiential?
We're going to talk about that in a minute, okay, when we get to... We looked a brief look at doubtful mind, and then we're going to study that in a minute, so let's so hold on.
The reason I ask it that way is, to me, it's that I thought about it a lot yesterday. It finally kind of gelled the fear. Of course, I have faith.
Right. All right. Luke 13, starting verse 22. We're looking at the word seek, zateo in Greek. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait or narrow gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. And the word for seek there is this, require, strive. And again, the only striving that we have is to see our death. And then his life is the way, and he is the way, and no matter how narrow the gate is. But if there was any of you in it, you can't get through. You can't get through. As I said, starting now, the way in Luke, the way is becoming narrower and narrower and narrower and narrower. And it destroys the somehow the thing that there's a difference between believers and disciples. They say, well, we believe because I believe in him and I've accepted him. That's not the point. That's the merest of beginnings. So strive to enter in at the narrow gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. All right, next go to Luke 12. We're just looking at a couple of verses down from where we are. I'm in Luke 12, 31. Just this one simple scripture. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And there the word seek, again, it's the same word. This is the place where it's translated correctly. Most places say, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then it gives you an idea that there can be a second. No, it's just seek ye the kingdom of God with your entire being. And all these things shall be added unto you. Now, what we have to do now is we're going to get there in a second. The seeking versus double-mindedness. So we're going to get there and hopefully expound on your stuff a little bit. I'll go to Romans 2. I just want to give you an idea of how the word seek is used. of the televangelists or others or mega churches are teaching about that there is an end time revival, and that scriptures are clear there's no end time revival, there's an end time apostasy, a falling away. You can't have apostasy unless you claim to be what you say you are. You claim to be a Christian. But the rarest thing that I'm aware of in modern Christianity is the teaching that the predicate of Christianity is your death. And that's kind of sad, because it's obvious. It's all over them. So, Romans 2. Here's another way you can enter in. This is well, let's start in verse 128. Sorry, Pete. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, i.e., that's where, remember the proper translation is, they put God to the test for purposes of approving him, and God failed their test. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Now that was me. I was all those things. And that's why I knew that my death was so critical. Otherwise, it's just another philosophy or another deal that you're going through. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doeth the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them whom commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasure up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteousness judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also the Gentile. So the idea is we are to seek by patient continuance, we seek the glory and honor of God. We're not seeking his glory, but we're seeking the glory and honor of God. So if you're running around judging another, be careful. All right. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 1. We've talked about this one many times, but it's not in the context of seek. Start in verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is foolishness. is to them that perish foolishness. But to us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer or debater of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews as stumbling blocks, and unto the Greeks foolishness. The Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. The Greeks seek after wisdom. Now those are all men in those two types. There's either people that require a sign, those that require or seek after the wisdom, but the wisdom of this world is what they're using. Everybody is one of those two places, either requiring a sign or seeking after wisdom. For me, I was seeking after wisdom, but God gave me a sign. So that was His mercy manifested. And the only thing I said, if you're real, I don't care what it costs me. All right. 1 Corinthians 14.
That's like a moment of weakness when you say something like that.
What?
When you say something like what you said there, it's like a moment of weakness with no idea what's coming behind it.
Amen. I know a lot about that one.
Yeah.
14. No, let's not go that one. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 14. There is no 14.
No,
it's 1 Corinthians 14.
I'm about to say that.
I fooled myself. 1 Corinthians 14. I slip all the time.
This is starting to look pretty messy here. Nothing anybody cares. I fall.
I messed up. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 12, not 14. I was looking at the wrong number in my notes. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It's just when, and Paul is, he just reviewed his suffering. He just talked about his suffering since he became a believer, and then he's talking to about his thorn in the flesh, and then he goes on in verse 14, and he's been to Corinth twice. The first time everything was cool. The second time was really bad news. And then the third time, this is what he's writing now. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. He's talking spiritually, and he's saying, I don't seek anything from you, but I seek you. Amen? All right, that's enough on seeds. Let's go back to Luke 12. Anybody have any thoughts about seeking?
I think seeking has always been a strange thing, because I think that part of what we're saying here, you seek with zeal when you're touched by it to attain, but God doesn't give it to you in that way. He comes around behind you or left field or something, but it's almost like you seek with your flesh. But if you were successful, then it would be cause and effect, and you could preach that. I sought real hard and I found God and blah blah blah, and you couldn't escape righteousness. But I've always seen He answers the call, not the way you ever think so. Or answers you're seeking.
Well, there's a whole lot we could study about seek, but one is that He reveals Himself to those who haven't sought Him. All He requires is that you be poor, so that the poverty, namely that you're no longer gaining sustenance or satisfaction from all your little tricks and everything you've done before, then you're in that state of poverty. Doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have. But in that poverty, you can hear. But that's why the gospel is only to the poor. That's why if you're rich in opinions and rich in ideas, you can never hear. You're just wasting your time. Go test those ideas and opinions and see whether they have any merit. Amen?
Well, now I can see you're talking your own life there. Because from what I understand, you weren't seeking Him directly, but indirectly with all the pushing the barriers and doing the crazy stuff, whatever you did, you were seeking Him but didn't even know.
No, I wasn't seeking Him.
And then since you found zero in all of that, you found Him.
Well, He found me, but I didn't have any interest in seeking after God. That wouldn't have even entered my mind.
That's exactly what I just said.
Until I had reached the point that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And then I wasn't even interested in seeking Him. I just made a little stupid statement, and I said, God, if you're real.
Yeah. That's why I said that was a weak point where... You know, where else do I go to find life? You know, I'd searched all the paths, and now.
Yeah, that's the thing for me that God knew, and that's why I know that He wrought all of my works in me, is that the thing about having embassy privileges and seeing and going to the embassy parties, it was you saw the glitterati of the world. And it was just, I couldn't even believe it. I kind of thought I was smart, but I expected the leaders of the world to be smarter than I was. And then I found out I was dumber than a rock, so.
Isn't that funny? You know, God's mercy was upon you all that time.
Oh, I know.
And you had no clue, that's common, I'm sure, but it's a good picture.
I am found of those who sought me not, is what the scripture says.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to just read this one. I don't think we have time to do this, even start on it today, because it's a biggie. But let's look and let's billboard what we're going to talk about. We finished verse 28. Oh, ye little faith. And we started 29, and seek not ye what you shall eat or what you shall drink, neither be of doubtful mind. For all these things do the Gentiles of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of those things. So we're going to study this doubtful mind in a huge way in the next couple days. I want to look at the word sought just a minute, see if I can. I don't know where that thing we talked about in Isaiah was, but I think it's in 65 or something like that. But I just want to see if it's the word sought is in my little concordance. There's a lot of S words in Hebrew. Hard. Okay, somebody sing a song or something while I find this.
I hope not.
I should
do
it. I should
Do you have a magic Bible, Pete? Where's Nick when we need him with his little machine?
What I just have a small concordance. What's the word?
Sought. Oh, you've got that little machine. You can find it and use it for something to edify instead of inventing.
It's not the machine, it's the user.
I am found of him that sought me. Now, why can't I find that?
Maybe it's time to take a big bite.
I am found of him that sought me. Isaiah 65:1.
I just found it exact same time you did. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. Okay. Take it, big guy.